When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Rick Stroud does an amazing job of covering the Buccaneers, NFL beat writer for the Tampa Bay Times and has for many, many years. He's locked in, and we love talking to him. Rick, it's good to have you back on the show. First things first, I want to start with Baker Mayfield because, again, I think he's shown us that this reclamation project, whatever you want to call it, is working, and he's playing at a high level, and the offense is clicking. Let's talk about that first and foremost and why.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that, you know, he's got an offensive coordinator, and he did some things last year that were very good, but, you know, continuity wins in the NFL, and he's now locked into these receivers, you know, with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, and I think they've certainly fortified their offensive line a little bit this year, added an explosive running back in Bucky Irving. So he's got plenty of answers, right? And I think Leon Cohen is better than Dave Canales, in my opinion. First of all, he's called plays before, and Dave had not until he got here to Tampa. And I think that Baker worked with him briefly with the Rams, but it's just been a nice sort of marriage. And Baker, you know, after being kind of that vagabond quarterback, I mean, you've seen it with Sam Darnold this year. You know, he's got some stability in his life. He has a 3-year, $100 million contract, has a new baby, has a house on Davis Islands. Like, those are all positive things, and he's never going to lose his edge because he's always got that chip on his shoulder. He always will have it. So he's kind of just settled in here, and as they get more into this offense and you know, play more games, I think that I think you'll continue to see the arrow kind of going up. Now, you know, injuries are a big part of this league too, and so that's got to be factored in there. But no, he's just really comfortable with his surroundings, with his teammates, and with the offense right now.
I know, Rick, it's always funky with the short turnaround, but yeah, I was just looking at the Tampa Bay website. You got 15 guys listed on the injury report. Who's the most serious?
The ones that aren't playing. I guess we're a little concerned about Luke Goedeke, the right tackle, who's missed a couple games now with a concussion. We thought maybe he'd be available on Sunday. He was not. He's not really done anything this week. So that's always a concern when you're talking about a head injury. It's certainly more than just a guy's career that you worry about. And, you know, listen, they've managed to win games without two of their better players and maybe their best player on defense, Antoine Winfield Jr. Mm. He's getting very close, I think. You know, had a high ankle sprain. That's usually about a 4-week injury. This will be almost three. If it wasn't a short week, maybe he would play this Sunday, but they play on Thursday night. Kalijah Kansey's been out now. You know, who was their number one or first round draft pick a year ago, had a similar injury, knocked him out the first half of the season. He was great second half. So, you know, they've got to get some guys healthy. And yet I think, you know, the key is with any NFL team, you survive and advance, find a way to win games, you know, when you're not at your best and hope that you get healthy as you go along. They did get Vita Vea back last week. He was an absolute impact player for them. And that was an MCL sprain that could have lasted longer. So, you know, look, no one feels sorry for anybody when you're missing guys. I just think that they've done a good job, especially with the young players. They had 200 snaps from rookies last week. You know, and those guys are playing really, really well, as are some of the, you know, some of the second year guys. I mean, it's the second youngest team in the NFL, and yet, you know, here they are with these injuries and they're still 3-1.
Rick Stroud joining us here on Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick, you beat the Commanders to start the season. Tampa did. And everybody was like, oh, well, they're not going to be that good. And now we realize they might be better than expected. You win at the Lions, second week of the season. And everybody's, we know the Lions are going to be a playoff team. They looked really good last night. You lose to the Broncos, but then you beat the Eagles. Those are three quality wins. I think that a lot of people thought, you know, maybe the Commanders would be the team that should have been a pushover, and it wasn't. Tell me what's the most impressive win of these three wins so far, and what happened with the Broncos game?
Well, I think the most impressive win is at Detroit, right? I mean, we saw what they are capable of last year and what they've done already this year, and certainly last night was an example of that. That's a difficult place to play at Ford Field. You know, they have an explosive offense, and you know, except for last night, usually a pretty good defense. They couldn't handle Aiden Hutchinson. The Bucs have been missing their right tackle, as I mentioned, but they still hung in the game, and you know, their defense bent but didn't break. They didn't have a lot of their defensive players that day. Vita Vea went out at halftime. Secondary was all young guys for the most part, and yet, you know, they were determined to avenge, you know, their playoff loss up there, and they lost to Detroit twice last year. So I just think that their will was very high that day, and they just sort of out executed Detroit in certain situations. And so that was a statement win for them. And then unfortunately they didn't handle it very well. You know, they got real confident then and pleased with what they had accomplished. And then Sean Payton came in here with a rookie quarterback, and he knocked their block off. And Sean Payton has done that to Todd Bowles since 2019. He's 7-0 in the regular season. He averages 30 points a game. But you know what? Todd Bowles got him in the one that mattered, and that was in 2020 season. The NFC divisional playoff went on to win a Super Bowl. So I don't think he'd trade those in, but listen, it's what happens in this league, and it'll happen to every team. You know, if you're not ready to play, if you don't match the intensity, and sometimes the more desperate team wins. It's as simple as that. I mean, everybody on that other side, they're going to spend 100 hours a week looking at you just like you're looking at them, and they're all professional football players, and the best in the world, and they're on the team for a reason. So I think they learned a valuable lesson. They didn't come off the football. They got physically handled. They were down, you know, I think 14-0, and they had run 9 plays. And, you know, that's a recipe for disaster. So, you know, you can't have that happen. I think, you know, as a young team, again, second youngest team in the league, they learned a valuable lesson, and they did not repeat that on Sunday.
It's our buddy Rick Stroud from down in Tampa Bay at NFL Stroud to get see what's going on around the league, not just with the Bucs. We are happy to be 2-2. We could have been 3-1. We kind of got hosed in the Chiefs game from the officials. But as you know, Rick, your record says what you are. We're a 500 team right now. We're still finding our identity on offense. Can we run the ball at Vita Vea? Can we run the ball at this defensive line and then get into the play action with Cousins that we want to do?
Well, you got to try, right? I mean, you got those great running backs in Bijan and Tyler Algier, and the offensive line's been pretty good moving people, and you know, the play action is what Kirk has always done the best. Now with Vita Vea, it's a different animal now.
Right.
I mean, that cat, he's actually, you know, trimmed down some, if you can believe that. After the Detroit game, he was, you know, you're not going to notice, he's a large man, but you know, after the Detroit game, he kind of rededicated himself, spent 2 weeks with the Ndamukong Suh up in Portland, Oregon, probably lost 15 to 20 pounds. Like I said, coming off the knee injury, but you know, just a guy that you have to put four hands on him on every play, and he's still got great feet. And the difference with him on the field is that guys like Kirk Cousins and other quarterbacks, they're not going to be able to step up into the pocket. You know, it's very easy sometimes to push those outside rushers away from the quarterback if he can step up. Well, you're not going to be able to do that with Vita Vea. And if they get Kalijah Kansi back, it'll be even less possible. Huh. But for right now, having that big body in the middle of that defense, that enables, you know, those outside rushers to get there. And I don't know what Kurt's mobility is anymore. It was never great to begin with, but he'll have to throw the ball quick. And I know the Bucs are most concerned about the run. They know, you know, that's where Atlanta's bread is buttered. And if you can't stop that, they can pretty much dictate whatever they want to do. So they're concerned about it. They're concerned about the run. They're concerned about all the weapons that Kurt has. We've seen Kyle Pitts and we've seen, you know, Drake London and all those guys make big plays. So they're not taking this team lightly. It's a division game, and it's always a lot of fun when they get together.
If anybody knows what's going on with the relationship between Tom Brady and Baker Mayfield, it's Rick Stroud. So for our audience, let's go back, first of all, because Baker did this podcast where he basically said, and I may be paraphrasing, but he said that Tom Brady stressed out other guys in that locker room. So he saw Brady before this last game. And, Rick, that's where I want you to pick it up. What's the deal? What's their relationship? They exchange pleasantries. Are they cool or not? What's the deal?
Yeah, I think they're cool. And listen, I think both things can be right. And first of all, Baker didn't just make that up, okay? He wasn't here. So he got that from teammates. And right. A couple of them I've talked to, including Tristan Wirfs, who said, Tom scared the hell out of me. You know, but Tristan was a 21-year-old kid that, you know, Tom's 42. He's literally twice his age, and he's a rookie, you know, right tackle. And Tom said, I got two things you got to worry about. Don't get beat quick and don't get beat inside. If you just do those two things, we'll be fine. And so his whole career, he's been repeating that to himself. So, you know, listen, no one is against Tom Brady in Tampa. I mean, he put rings on their fingers. He put new contracts, you know, for all of them. Certainly the head coach and the general manager here is a big part of that. But Tom, yeah, I think what was true in what Baker was getting at that he had been told by players is really about the last year that Brady was here. It wasn't like the other two, right? He had retired. He was gone for 40 days, then he was back. And then we're a couple days into training camp. He gets, you know, divorce papers. He walks out of camp for 10 days. Then after that, and he was miserable. And, you know, the second day of camp, he loses Ryan Jensen, you know, which turned out to be a career-ending injury. So nothing went well. And as he said during the preseason, when the one game he played, I'm 45, I got a lot of bleep going on. And he did. And he made everybody around him feel that, okay? It wasn't just football anymore. It was the whole package. So I think that there were some you know, negativity in that season. They managed to make the postseason. They get their tails whipped by Dallas. But the overall experience, look, they're winning as a residual of Tom Brady. There's a lot of guys on this team that are Super Bowl champions, maybe about 10 of them or so. And they've kind of changed the culture of this franchise. You know, they've won three division titles. I don't care if you want to say it's the South and they won 1-8-9. It doesn't matter. Because you get into the playoffs by winning the division. And they've been to the playoffs four straight years. So Tom Brady did something right. And now Baker Mayfield has to be Baker Mayfield. And he has his own style. And believe me, it's embraced. First of all, he's not 20 years older than his teammates. He'll go out and have a beer with them. You're not going to do that with a celebrity quarterback. And secondly, he plays his ass off. And he puts his heart on his sleeve. Tom did as well. But Tom did it a different way. And Baker is authentic. And that's all that matters in this league. And I think guys have embraced him. He doesn't have as good of a team as Tom Brady had because they brought in literally everybody that could play to help Tom win a Super Bowl. And so, you know, there's a difference in the teams and the culture. But no doubt that Baker is benefiting from what was here and what worked and what won while Tom Brady was here. So I think they're fine. But, you know, like I said, both things can be true.
I tell you what, man. I got the Players Coach, a great book about Tom Moore and all the different quarterbacks that you wrote that one. I'm not telling you, you know, this summer, Rick, that's a book I'd read about those compare and contrast year one and year three with the Bucs with Brady.
There's probably books in my future, but what I learned about that, it was the hardest thing I ever did. I did it during the season, and Tom Moore was terrific, and he's a great storyteller. But I think it's a little like. But probably a bad analogy, right? But if you're pregnant and you go through that for 9 months, it's going to take a while before you say, let's have another baby.
Yes, it does.
So
gotcha.
I think maybe I want to wait just a little bit and figure out what I want to do. But, yeah, there's definitely been some interesting years here in Tampa. And for better or worse, I've been part of most of them.
How much does Peyton Manning owe Tom?
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I think he owes them a lot.
I
really
do too.
I mean, you know what's funny about those guys is that, you know, they were obviously the biggest rivals at that time, and Tom got the better of them, you know, with the Super Bowls. But and people didn't know this, but there was a time when you know, during their heyday, really, where those two guys got together in Tennessee, and just the two of them, nobody else. They hung out, they fished, they played golf, and they talked about what it was like, you know, to. They were the only two guys that could relate to the pressures and, right. and what they felt. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, even when Tom got here with the Bucks, and here's Tom Moore and, you know, Clyde Christensen and Bruce Arians and all that, he wanted to know, the answers to it. He wanted to know what the hell they had been doing. And you know, I think you got a lot of that from Peyton. They were just great competitors. They're very similar in that sense, different personalities, obviously. But, you know, goats recognize goats and it's a fantastic, you know, relationship. They're friends now, really good friends. I mean, when Peyton went in the Hall of Fame, Tom chartered a plane, which I'm sure he can do, you know, like we could buy a Uber. But he chartered a plane and he took Arians and he took Tom Moore. And he took all the people that meant something to Peyton Manning. Mm. He flew them up to Canton, Ohio, and Tom sat right there and let Peyton make jokes about him. So, you know, it's really an interesting relationship. There's a great chapter, you know, in this book. And I talked to Peyton Manning for a long time about Tom. And obviously Tom speaks, you know, about those similarities between Brady and Manning. But there is definitely a thread of immortality and greatness that these guys all are kind of wired very similarly.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.